Call it a death knell, call it a mortal wound, call it a stiff kick in the gut, but no death penalty for Penn State's football program. NCAA President Mark Emmert says the team will be sanctioned, not suspended.
Suspension of the football program would bring with it significant unintended harm to many who had nothing to do with this case.
Many, presumably meaning students largely, but the sanctions imposed will no doubt have a devastating impact on all concerned with the football program.
The NCAA vacates all wins of the Penn State football team from 1998 to 2011, and the records will reflect these changes.
That's NCAA President Mark Emmert announcing that decision that included $60 million in fines, and it dethrones Joe Paterno in the record books as the winningest coach in NCAA football history. A slow and grueling recovery for the Penn State football program, if it can recover. We wanted to discuss that with Gary Belsky, former editor of ESPN.com. He's now a columnist for Time.com, joins the Takeaway. So, Gary, the NCAA sanctions here, stiff, exactly what you expected, and what are the implications for a program like this? You've covered this sort of thing throughout your career.
Yeah, I think they were extraordinary, and I think they were, in the main, appropriate. But I think broadly, the NCAA was trying to send a bigger message. We'll see if it's a message that they mean. But the message was that college football, college sports in general, at the Division I major college level, has gotten out of control. It's become a big business, and it's become a business that has very little to do with the whole concept of student athletics. And I think what Emmert was trying to say was that there needs to be a recalibration throughout college sports in terms of the seriousness with which people take these games. Having said that, the NCAA oversees a gigantic business, and it's going to be hard for people to unwind from the stakes that such a business requires people to invest.
We're talking with Gary Belsky, and when you were with the ESPN, the magazine, was there a tension within hierarchy of these big college athletic programs where the board of trustees basically would get overruled by the athletic program? I mean, in this particular case, a sex scandal exploded things at Penn State. But I'm wondering if this is a tension throughout the academic system.
Yeah, but honestly, I don't think it's fair to sort of say that the athletic department overwhelms the board of trustees. I think the board of trustees at these major universities are just as complicit in all
of
this. You can't imagine, having spent 14 years covering sports and being involved in the sport industry, it's hard to imagine a bigger cesspool than sort of major college athletics. The level of kind of hypocrisy and sort of dissonance from what is going on versus what people pretend is going on is astounding. Generally, the discussions about major college athletics, and what I mean by that really is major college football and major college basketball, the discussions act as if this is Division III small college football where nobody's on scholarship and there's not tens of millions, if not billions of dollars at play, when in fact that is what's going on. And as a result, the kinds of behavior and the kinds of sort of secular trends that exist are frightening. The biggest one probably being that not only are athletes not paid, not only are the students not paid in this environment, which they deserve to be, but that the alleged payment that they get, which is that, you know, they're getting scholarships, they're getting a college education, is also mostly a fraud, and that so often most of the athletes don't graduate, and when the ones who go back home and then try to get to finish their degree on their own, they discover that half the classes they were taking don't even count. And so in general, the whole system is a little bit muddied up, and I don't think it's just about the athletic department. I think it's about the governance level of all universities broadly.
Let's talk about the NCAA for a moment. You alluded to it a moment ago. This is a multi-billion dollar business, and it's about to enter into a college football playoff system. Do you see the NCAA here just making a step here to completely distance Penn State from any of this brave new world that's going to mean more millions and billions for the NCAA? And do you think the NCAA has any moral high ground here?
I think the NCAA has no moral high ground, but I don't think they were particularly trying to keep Penn State out of a playoff picture come December or January, in which like they were worried, oh my God, what if Penn State does really well and ends up one of the final four teams in a playoff, which won't even be this year; it'll be next year.
Sure.
I think mostly they were aghast at what happened at Penn State, specifically because it involved one of the allegedly sort of great souls in college sports, Joe Paterno, a legendary head coach and someone who was involved in what was often called a grand experiment, which was, can we run college football? Can we run a college football program in a way that's clean and still compete? And for all we know, there's every reason to suggest that, there's every reason to believe that, in fact, Penn State was operating a clean program to the extent of how the student athletes were treated and whether or not there was, you know, kosher recruiting going on. I think there's no reason to think that that wasn't the case. The problem at Penn State was simply that the athletics department had gotten so big, the football program had gotten so important, that Paterno himself and the people around him didn't quite understand what was more important, the reputation of the school versus versus all of these children who were being sacrificed during the course of a great cover-up. The issue here was the cover-up, not the fact that there was a coach who was a renegade sociopath. Had that been dealt with 10 years ago, we wouldn't be having this conversation now. There would have been a momentary sadness and controversy around what had happened, but the problem was that there was a cover-up at the expense of children,
and
that was the issue.
Clearly, the Paterno did not understand his responsibility here, and that will ultimately
Correct.
Be his legacy. So, finally, what's a student at Penn State right now to think of this? How would you advise them, say, 4 years down the line, or if they're even considering Penn State?
I would advise them to think of themselves as being part of a different grand experiment, which is trying to put back some of the cleanliness into major college football, and so they can think of themselves as part of an enterprise that's trying to actually return college football to its probably theoretical roots. It's always been a little bit scummy, but I think there's at least a chance to sort of take Penn State and use it as an example of, hey, we're here just to play sports and learn the lessons from sports that we're supposed to learn.
What's football going to be like with the money out of the equation? That's a great takeaway. Gary Belsky, former editor of ESPN.com and editor of ESPN the magazine. Now he's a columnist for Time.com. Gary, thanks so much.
My pleasure.